The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to another episode of the Conversations Brewing Podcast with your hosts, Divya and Ravisha, two coffee-loving best friends who dive into weekly conversations on wellness, culture, and growing into your authentic self.
As two healthcare professionals, children of immigrants, and humans always striving to learn more, they bring their unique complexities of their wellness journeys into this podcast space by sharing their stories and featuring other like-minded experts in the field.
Always with a cup of coffee in hand, humor, and never-ending authenticity, dive in with the two of them as they brew the kind of conversations that we don't have enough of, but that matter the most.
If you're evaluating a friendship, you have to evaluate if this is just a state or a trait of the friendship. So state versus trait.
Oh my gosh, love that.
I know.
That's amazing. State versus trait.
It was, you know, that emoji where like the brain kind of explodes out of your head. Like that's how I felt when I was receiving that advice. Afterwards, like that the mic.
Oh, there we go.
Wasn't in fully. So I was like, okay, like, I guess that's fine.
Yeah, and we were only like 2 seconds into it, so it's totally fine.
The technology issues will never end, but you never. Know, it is.
It's just part of the process.
Yeah.
I'm sure that was so funny. We have to look at that past recording because the first one, I was like talking and then I was like.
your mouth had froze, like with like you smiling, but like, oh, your mouth.
I was just like.
Ah. Yeah. Okay, let's hope for the best. All right. Hi, guys.
Hello. Today we're going to talk about something that I recently posted about on my Instagram and so many people had resonated with it. And honestly, I resonate with it a lot too, because as a society, we don't talk enough about this. And that is friendship breakups, which is something that all of us have had at some point because it's inevitable. Like we outgrow friendships or just like things don't work out sometimes. But I think that there's so much shame around it that we don't talk about it. So here we are, as usual, on Conversations Brewing. We're always going to talk about the things that we don't talk about enough but matter the most. So we are talking today about friendship breakups.
Yeah. After Divya had made her post about this, I literally told her, I was like, I think this would be a great episode because not only was her post so great and like brought up a lot of valid points, but I'm sure like just having a conversation about it that someone can hear about will maybe help them in identifying if this is something that they went through or, you know, they might need to go through. And sometimes it's hard because like we don't know what the right or wrong decision is with this kind of stuff. It's so hard. So I hope that we can bring some light into this.
Yeah. Because exactly when you say we bring light to it, because it'll have people feeling less alone. And I think that's just like the most important part of it.
Yeah. I guess let's start off with, what do you think, Divya, makes a friendship like a strong friendship?
Yeah. Okay. So I think the beginning first thing is definitely reciprocity. Like friendships need reciprocity, and friendships, we need to be able to understand one another through different seasons of life and just kind of allowing the ebbs and flows. I think sometimes in friendships, we can be really strict that we have to have things happen one way or another way. And we just have to like let life happen. Like life changes, we change. And I think that's a really big quality of a strong friendship is that you will let life happen and you don't have this anger, animosity, and we have like this flexibility in the relationship and still this trust that the relationship can be okay, even through like the ups or downs of life. Well, like, what do you think about it?
Yeah, I definitely agree with all of that. I think the key word there was reciprocity, which is like, sometimes like, and I think we've mentioned this before a lot too, is that like any relationship is never like 50-50, and you can't expect someone to give you 50% if you give them 50%. Like it's not always a balanced equation. And I think for you and I especially too, like we've learned that throughout the years and with our different types of friendships, we've learned that you put in as much effort as you can, but like not with expecting that same type of effort back. And I think that's like the key thing. And sometimes like that helps you realize like how much you value your friendship as well, because like if it's like a long-term friendship, especially, like there's definitely phases where it's strong and it's not strong, but then you like figure the ebbs and flows of that.
Yeah. And then it's okay that if sometimes even through like the ebbs and flows that you just like, it doesn't work out. And I feel in the past, I used to feel so much shame that maybe a friendship had not survived a certain season of my life, or that there's something wrong with me, or that I should have like should quote unquote made it work. And I think that this episode, I just really want to normalize for people that it's okay that in that ebb or flow that the friendship fades, because a friendship could really be beautiful and amazing and serve you for one period of life. And then it's okay that if it doesn't go into another period. So I just really want to normalize that, because I honestly wish that people told me that message, because I felt really alone in friendship breakups. But for you, Ravisha, why do you think that we don't talk about friendship breakups as a society?
We don't ever say like, oh, I broke up with a friend. Like we say like when you break up with like a significant other, I don't think that it's like kind of, people don't see it the same, when I actually do see it the same. I think a friendship breakup is just as normal as like a relationship breakup. And yeah, there's like so many different reasons why. Like sometimes even as a person, like you evolve and change so much, especially like in adulthood, that a friendship might not be serving you anymore. And for your own mental health and clarity, you sometimes need to cut that off. And I think we should be able to be like, yeah, this friendship lasted me forever, how many years, it was a good run, but now I don't think that we have the same maybe values or core beliefs, and I don't want to stay in this friendship anymore. And I feel like that should be more okay to say.
Yeah. And even when we go through different stages of life, like that you just might not simply relate to each other anymore. And when we don't relate to each other, there might not be as much to connect over, and it's okay that other people might serve that person's need and other people might serve your own needs. Like there doesn't have to be any animosity. I feel like there's this really big misconception that for a friendship breakup to happen, something bad has to happen. Like there has to be a falling out. Someone has to do something terrible. Someone has to like start this crazy rumor, or like, I don't know, like do something really horrific. But sometimes it really can just be that people outgrow each other, or that they're in different seasons of life, or that they just are not getting out of the friendship what they wanted or that connection. And it's okay to let things fade or to even just shift the relationship. That's another thing I tell clients, is that it doesn't have to be like this breakup, like cut it off, block their number, never talk to them again. It can also be just like shifting the dynamic. Maybe you go from texting constantly and hanging out every weekend to catching up over coffee every few months. Like it just can, you can shift the dynamic of the relationship to meet your needs. So it doesn't have to be as strong as a friendship breakup. Like it can shift the dynamic of the relationship. So it doesn't have to be so all or nothing.
I'm glad you brought that up, the all or nothing part, because I feel like we are at that age too where like we can constantly keep in touch with everyone. It's just impossible, right? With like the amount of time that we have in a day. And if you feel like you're making, I don't know, 10x effort just to like talk to someone every day, that's only bringing yourself down. And like, I don't think that's like a friendship that has as much value in my opinion, you know. And I actually was given this advice this week that kind of worked out that we're recording this episode, but sometimes if you're evaluating a friendship, you have to evaluate if this is just a state or a trait of the friendship. So state versus trait.
Oh my gosh, love that.
I know.
That's amazing. State versus trait.
Yeah. It was like, you know, that emoji where like the brain kind of explodes out of your head. Like that's how I felt when I was receiving that advice, because that is so true. Because sometimes you have to take a step back, evaluate what's been going on in the friendship. Are these things that are happening recently? Is there a reason why? Like, are there like reasons that you can pinpoint why there is a disconnect? And if you can, think about like, all right, is it because it's the trait of the person or because of like the certain state that they're in right now?
Yeah.
And it was mind blowing to me because I was like,
so great.
We never think about that. Like, we just think about like what's in the moment and what's happening now, which is fine. Like, we do think about that. But if you need to evaluate a friendship, like, I feel like that's like the best way to look at it, state versus trait.
Yeah. Yeah. How do you, how can you tell in like your own relationships or what you've been through in the past when a friendship might not be serving you, just so our listeners can maybe have like an idea if they identify or resonate with any of them, like for them to know that maybe a friendship's not serving them. So what have you experienced?
You know, the number one thing I think I would say that I experience is if I'm starting to feel like self-doubt in the friendship. And I think if I'm questioning myself or if like I'm feeling like not valued or, you know, kind of just like kind of kicked around almost in that friendship, I think that's when I start to feel like, oh, like maybe this isn't right or like this friendship isn't like serving me. And like, I don't know, like sometimes like it can just be maybe because you're not on the same level or like there's like so many factors to this. I feel like I could go on about this, but I think as soon as like in a friendship, I start to feel devalued, that's when I know that I need to like kind of do some kind of evaluation in this friendship for myself to make myself either get out of it, figure out what's going on, and like just analyze the situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because self-doubt is something that when we experience in the friendships, it's so hard to really feel connected through self-doubt.
Yeah, and then you're just like questioning everything, like everything you say, everything that you do, and like that you don't want to feel that way. You don't want to feel like you can't be comfortable around this friend.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, and that's okay, that we don't have to stay in friendships where we don't feel comfortable or we experience a lot of self-doubt. I think for me, I really felt it when I just didn't feel as included in the dynamic of a friendship. It felt very one-sided. For me, I would say just like for my personality, when I end up going into like my people-pleasing traits, I always like want to check on people first. And when I noticed that there was just always me checking on the other person or showing up for the other person, and then when I gave them opportunities to show up for me, that they wouldn't show up for me, that I think for me is when I was some of the first signs that a friendship's not serving me anymore. And there are so many relationships where I continue to stay in it just because of feeling bad or like feeling that I put so much time into this relationship, or even the guilt that the relationship served me at some period of time that I'm like, oh, I have to hold on to it. But I would say for me, it is when I just feel like that reciprocity isn't there and it's very one-sided, that I'm kind of showing up for that person more than they're showing up for me. And it's a pattern of it. Like, it's not a one-time thing. It's okay one time, you know, when we do things, but when it's a pattern, just the consistency of that.
Yeah, when it's like a constant thing that you're feeling, it's hard, right? Like, what feelings come up for you? It wasn't any reciprocity in the relationship, the feelings you were feeling.
Yeah, it feels horrible because, I mean, no one talks about it, right? So I was just like, is something wrong with me? Like, am I feeling ungrateful in my friendships? Am I a bad person? Am I expecting too much of people? And I know I went so many years not talking about how I felt, this lack of reciprocity or this unsatisfaction in my friendships, because I just felt something was wrong or I shouldn't complain. Like, I should just feel grateful for a relationship. And I didn't even think about the idea. Is it serving me or are we happy? That those questions like weren't even things that were in my brain. So I felt a lot of shame. I felt like horrible that this feeling doesn't feel good to not feel prioritized. But on top of that, I also felt just so much shame that I was even feeling it in the first place. I think because we just don't talk about it as a society.
Yeah. And that's tough. The feeling of shame and how you were saying you were feeling like so horrible, like you did some like, what's basically wrong with you? Like, it sucks that like sometimes that's how we feel when like someone isn't serving us anymore, that we almost want to blame ourselves because it's easier to blame ourselves than the other person.
Exactly. And especially when a friendship isn't good for your mental health, I think of times where I had so much anxiety about the friendships. I honestly, that's another sign, is when there's so much anxiety around things like, oh my gosh, they are active on social media, but they didn't text me back, or they liked so-and-so's Instagram post, but like they're ignoring my voice message, things like that, right? When you start feeling really anxious and insecure in the friendship, for me, that's been a sign, because currently in all my friendships, I feel so secure and I feel really good in them that I could go a day if I'm having a busy day and not text someone back. Obviously, if it's urgent, I'll text them back, but not text someone back because I'm like, okay, right now I have to be in the zone for this. And I feel confident and secure that that person will still be there and love me. And I would do the same for them, right? If they didn't reach out to me all day, I know that they're not reaching out to me because they don't love me. It's just because they have other stuff going on and they're prioritizing that, but I'm still an important part of their life. So when I start feeling that insecurity, I would say that's another thing. And then that anxiety for me would spiral into just overall struggling with my anxiety, right? When we're already anxious, everything else makes us anxious. So honestly, I had heard this quote that really also resonated with me, that the quality of our relationships really impacts the quality of our mental health. So like, if you're not feeling satisfied in your friendships and you're feeling anxious within the friendships, that's going to impact your overall mental health. Like that anxiety is going to show up everywhere in all these other areas of your life too. So to be really conscious, like, is the friendships, or are the friendships that you are in, good for your mental health?
That's a good way to put it. Like the quality of your relationship, or like the people around you, if you're not feeling that type of quality, then like, of course you're going to feel down. And like that anxiety that you're talking about is like so true. Also, I wanted to just bring this up to, I guess, like just an example of our friendship. But like, I remember, this was in high school, so I feel like I can bring it up now.
Oh my gosh. Are we talking about the junior year high school boyfriend?
Yeah.
I was gonna say his name, but then I was like, I mean, he's not listening to my podcast. 100%. I mean, maybe he is, and if so, hey, what's up? But I know I really love you bring up this example because it's a good one.
Yeah, I wanted to bring it up because I feel like that was like one blip in our friendship. I do feel like in high school we really figured out, I want to say, like communicating with one another and knowing how to like be there for one another. But like, it wasn't easy. And like, I think that's why I would like to say we've had a successful friendship thus far, because we really learned how to communicate with one another after that. But for, I will talk about this example, like basically Divya and I had this like small phase. It was like junior year of high school. Like she was dating this guy, and it was like not the best relationship, I could say. Like I
totally toxic relationship. Like now looking back, it was 100% a super emotionally abusive relationship. Like very, very toxic.
Yeah. This guy was like controlling, and he like didn't let her hang out with me if some of my other friends were there.
He was so controlling. Yeah. There was a guy in sight, he would like yell at me, like you cannot go. And I would be so scared that I'd just be like, okay.
Yeah. It was like my golden birthday, and like we went to the Cheesecake Factory. Ooh, shout out Cheesecake Factory.
Oh my gosh. Oh yeah. We went there all the time, the free bread.
And Divya couldn't come to my birthday dinner because her boyfriend said no, because there's going to be other guys there.
Yeah.
And it caused, I would say, a rift in our relationship. Like I was really upset, and I was just like, how are you letting this guy control you? Like, why aren't you like standing up to him? And you know, we, like, you and I both had, like, a communication issue there. Like, we, like, because I didn't flat out say that to you, right? Like, I was just kind of, like, mad and, like, didn't talk to you. And then we kind of were, like, surface level talking and, like, not really getting to the bottom of it. And then finally, because things were weird, we kind of, like, broke down to one another. And you cried, I cried, and we both were, like, you know, this sucks that, like, this guy is coming in the way. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like you're not there for me and you feel like I'm not there for you. And we really got to the bottom of it and figured it out. And then obviously we were fine afterwards.
Yeah.
Also, like that communication sometimes can be so hard. Just expressing how you feel and expressing your needs, I feel like sometimes can be very difficult to bring up in a friendship, because you, even now, I feel like sometimes it's hard because you don't want to like either bring that person down or cause a problem out of nothing. But like, I really think it's so important to put your needs first. They're your friend for a reason. And sometimes you have to have uncomfortable conversations.
Yeah. And I'm really glad you brought that story up too, because it reminds me of a more, I guess, applicable example for where we are at life, that it's okay that some of your friends might be in different stages of life and that you just like don't relate as much. I know for that, it wasn't that you didn't quote unquote relate because I had a boyfriend. I mean, he was just not a great dude, but, and there were so many other issues there. But in terms of people being in different life stages, that it can be hard, you know, when one of your friends, and I'm really grateful that for us with our friendship that, you know, even despite me like getting engaged and getting married, and we're in quite different stages of life when it comes to, I guess, like what we do on a daily basis, but that we've been able to stay close. But I know that's really unique. Like a lot of people, when they move to another city or their friends get married or their friends start becoming parents, like their friendship fades because they don't know really how to meet one another's needs, or they might just be simply in like other seasons of life. And that's also okay that if your friendship shifts during that time, like you don't have to force a friendship to happen if it's not serving you. And that doesn't mean like don't be friends with people who are in different stages of life, but it's just that it's inevitable that sometimes different stages of life will lead to you relating to people in different kind of ways.
Yeah, I would agree. But I also think sometimes we use like being in different stages of life as an excuse as to why a friendship might not be working. I don't think a stage of life, people are in different stages of life, that means that there's a disconnect. Because people can make that a reason why they're disconnecting, but I don't think that's usually the reason why.
Yeah, I think it can be like maybe the foundation of it, like I guess I'm thinking of some relationships where we're in different stages of life, that it's harder to get your, like, you have to be really intentional.
Yeah,
because I could say, oh, I have this, and I have a husband, I have a dog, I don't have time for you to be my friend, or I don't have time to show up as a friend for you. So I guess it does come back down to the intentionality, because when you have more on your plate or when you're working really long hours, I sometimes hear people be like, oh, well, I can't be show up for them in the way they want me to. Or sometimes just like what your energy levels, like it doesn't, like some people, how much they can show up given the other things on their plate, it's not meeting the other person's needs. And that's okay, like if it's not meeting their needs. But you're right, like the bottom line, I think of it, is intentionality. Like it's not just you're in a different stage of life. I think being in a different stage of life can make it harder to be intentional about it, or harder to relate. Like if I'm constantly talking about being married and my in-laws and like stuff like that, you're probably, and never leaving room to hear about your life, you probably wouldn't relate to me.
Right, exactly. It's like if you don't have a strong foundation and then things are building and building and like, you know, you're going in different directions, then of course, like, right, like the foundation is going to crumble because it's not strong to begin with. But then if you have like a solid ground and you're, you know, building your friendship, but you're going in different directions, as long as like that foundation is strong and like you said, that being intentional is there, there's so much like freedom of growth in that like friendship, right? I guess to bring us as examples, we're like family now in a way. Your husband is my friend, and
no, you were gonna say my husband.
That'd be kind of weird.
I was gonna be like, oh, that's so cute, like.
Rod, not like that. But I feel like I know everything about Raj, and like Raj also knows everything about me, right? Like when we see, like it's not like Raj and I are texting every day, but when we see one another, he's like, oh yeah, how's that thing like Debbie was telling me, and I'm like, oh yeah, like that's how it was, and then I'll ask him something like related to that, and we just know about each other's lives without having to actually talk to one another every day.
I know, and that's I think when it's really important that it's, and another thing is like for what serves your needs, like communicating it. Your friends might, and it's like you can communicate to people that your needs aren't being met, and then sometimes they're not able to meet your needs. I feel like so grateful for you and just like so many of the friendships I have, because we can openly talk about our needs and there's not this anger about it. I just think when we start to have grace and compassion for us and our friends and what we're going through, and we don't make it also a contest of like who is busier, who is struggling more. That is the hardest thing. It's like we are all busy on so many levels, and all of it is valid. That your busyness is valid, my busyness is valid, but it's just, it all keeps coming back down to the word intentionality.
Yeah.
My gosh. You know how we were like half talking about getting tattoos together? We should get intention just tattooed on our arm. I think the word attention has been said on this podcast like 100
times. Honestly, if someone were an Italian, it had to be like 500 times at this point.
What if we have coffee intention or intention latte, or I don't know. We'll think about it.
We'll ponder on that one. Side note on this whole story. So Divya and I, like, a really long time ago, I want to say, like, maybe even middle school, we were like, oh, my God, we'll get, like, matching best friend tattoos.
So XO.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We used to say,
like, XOXO a lot because we, like, thought we were in Gossip Girl. So we're like, oh, we'll get XOXO tatted on us. Of course, years have gone by and we're like, that's kind of lame. We shouldn't get XOXO tatted on our bodies. And recently Divya was like, oh, like, I'm really interested in getting a tattoo. And I was like, yeah, like, totally, you should do it. And then I'm visiting her next month. And mm-hmm. I was like, I like sent her like this TikTok page of like tattoo ideas.
It was sister tattoo ideas.
Yeah. And then
don't leave that out. That part is sentimental.
Yeah. And she was like, oh my God, should we get matching ones? And honestly, I'm not opposed.
Those like matching sun ones were kind of cute because it goes with my theme of what I was wanting to do with the daylight.
Yeah, and I would like that too.
Yeah. Because you're raised over Beecha!
Wait, that's cute.
Oh my gosh. Breakthrough. You heard it here first. It's happening.
We'll post when we get these tattoos.
Do you follow Victoria Garrick on Instagram?
I don't follow her, but I know I've seen a lot of her stuff.
Oh, I love her. She's amazing. But anyways, her and her best friend, Aubrey, they got cute little matching strawberry tattoos on their ankle. And they like grew up and met each other. They lived on the same street or something. And it was called like Berry Lane. And so they got little strawberries. It was super cute. But that's giving me those vibes. And then they went shopping after and like got like Prada bags and YSL sunglasses, and maybe we can do that too. I mean, we'll probably have to sell some items in our houses, but my Peloton behind me, I can sell that.
Great.
Okay, but anyways, see, this is how Ravisha and I in real time chat is we talk about really freaking heavy AF things, and then we'll be like, like, this is another random thing. When you were saying crumble, you were like, yeah, so seriously, like, she was like, the foundation of the friendship can crumble. The first thing in my head was like, oh my God, I've been wanting to try crumble cookies. They like just open. I need to get crumble cookies. And then I was just like, do they have gluten-free? I don't know if they have gluten-free cookies. And I'm thinking that in my head. And I'm just like, Divya, get back to the podcast.
Okay, so I hate to break it to you, but like crumble cookies is overhyped.
Really?
It's like not good. And okay, you know I love cookies.
Yeah. So the fact that you're saying it's not that good, I'm just like, ooh.
It's just like too much for a cookie. Like there's like too much going on there. And I don't know. I actually don't even know if they have gluten-free, dairy-free options. Even if they do, I don't know, try it. But like in my opinion, it's like not that good.
Well, that is so sad.
Yeah, sorry.
I guess I'm going to have to move on from wanting crumble cookies. And so I'll move to nothing else. And speaking of that, we can talk about how to move on from
a friend. So, oh my gosh. Guys, we're like so sorry for getting so sidetracked. I feel like usually we're like so serious and like always.
This is like the real us points. Though. So I kind of, you know, if you, I hope they love it. Because this is if you are getting real coffee or wine or tea or freaking crumble cookies with us. We would be like this. We talk about really serious, deep, and meaningful stuff, but we also will just talk about what's on our mind, and that might be some random thing.
Yeah.
So welcome to.
I also I do want to say I feel like we're like so chill this episode because I think this topic for us is something we've just discussed so heavily.
So much. Oh my gosh, so much. Honestly, at first, Ravisha, when we were talking about it, I was nervous about talking about this topic. I was like, Ravisha, maybe we shouldn't talk about this, and I'll just be vulnerable and share why. I felt kind of embarrassed. Like, I was like, I don't want to talk about my friendship breakups. I don't want our listeners to think something is wrong with me that I've had friendship breakups. And then I'm like, that is what the whole freaking point of this podcast is to talk about that, because we all have experienced it. We all have experienced like the shame from it, the confusion from it. So that's the point. So yeah, I think that it's really good that we're talking about it, but it's also vulnerable. So it's nice to add a little bit of humor to being vulnerable. I do that in therapy, obviously, in a way that's tasteful. If my clients are being humorous, I'll join them. I'm not gonna laugh unnecessarily, but you know, that's a way to honestly cope with some hard stuff in life. It's not to be avoidant, but just to like cope with it in a way that feels a little easier.
Oh, definitely. And like, I appreciate you being so vulnerable about it. Like, it's so hard. Like, I get it. Like, it's like, how are you supposed to talk about these like friendships that like, I guess, didn't work out, you know, like that's so hard to do. And again, like you mentioned before, the shame around it, like no one wants to admit that a friendship didn't work out, or it's just like the same as like a relationship not working out. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
But that's, I think we need to grieve these friendships too that don't work out. There's a reason why they didn't. And I think sometimes you have to let yourself grieve the loss of this friend and think about how in the betterment of yourself, like this is why it didn't work out and you are moving on from this friendship and like that's okay.
Yeah. I love the point about the grief with that, because we don't let ourselves grieve friendships. We don't let ourselves grieve the loss of what we thought a friendship would be, or the longevity of what we thought a friendship is. And that friendship honestly can be a more painful loss than even a romantic one at times. Because think about all the things you tell your friends. You tell your, some people tell their friends, you can tell them the deepest of deepest secrets that you don't even tell your partner. So there are some parts of friendship breakups, which I know for me, I've had actually some of the pain that I felt from friendship breakups have outweighed the loss and pain I felt from a romantic breakup. And so again, if anyone also experiences that, there's nothing wrong with it. So I really appreciate the fact how you brought up the grief piece of it. It's just like something we don't talk enough about.
Yeah. And it's hard to admit too when friendship didn't work out.
Yeah, you're like, oh, just nothing happened. It's fine. Like, you just can't be chill.
How awkward is it when like maybe someone else will bring that person up and be like, oh, are you guys even still friends anymore? And then you have to awkwardly be like, oh, no, we're not. And then like move on from the conversation.
You're like, we're all just kind of busy. So, and it's okay. Why don't we normalize being like, we just kind of outgrew each other. Or, you know, we decided to go our separate ways or, you know, the dynamic of our relationship has shifted. That's all okay to say. But I think if we all said that more, then we wouldn't feel so embarrassed about
it. We need to feel more comfortable saying that.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. Because we need to create space for the people that bring us joy, the people that support us. And that's okay that if those are different people than who it might have been before. You could have had someone really support you and be amazing for you in your childhood or in your college years. And that in your adult years, they're not serving you the same way. You can still have as much love and appreciation for them. It doesn't mean that you care for them any less. But to really remember that the quality of your mental health is so correlated with the quality of your relationship. So if you're staying in relationships that aren't bringing you fulfillment, that's only going to impact your overall mental health. And that's something that is really important to take care of.
Yeah. And like, think about like your other support systems that you have also when you're grieving a loss of a friendship. Like, you have your other friends to help you during this time as well. So like,
or to connect with people who are new, like maybe you know, you're to touch and tap into some of the friendships that are like people who are acquaintances a bit more that maybe you have a bit more in common with, and you can start to find new places to get your needs met.
Yeah. Talking as like, as someone that like really doesn't open up more, sometimes when you do like try to not give someone a chance, but just kind of like let your guard down a little bit and open up to maybe someone that's like not in your inner circle, more times than not, you feel like you end up connecting on something that you can like grow a friendship from. That's someone absolutely. That's like your acquaintance.
Yeah, absolutely. And letting and putting yourself out there, because when we outgrow one thing, we grow into another thing. And so we have to like allow ourselves to grow into something new. And if we just shut ourselves out or close ourselves off to the point that we can't give us space to grow into something new, then we're only denying ourselves something that could be really great.
Yeah.
It felt kind of healing to talk about this. It felt very therapeutic. I had therapy earlier today too. So like double dose on the therapy.
Double dose. Look at you.
It felt so great. But yeah, this has been a really, really good episode. I think that they're really good, like little bits of just, I don't know, kind of little healing tidbits in here. So if something really resonated with you, rewind, listen to it, write it down, journal on it. Just like, this is stuff that Ravish and I have done in terms of grieving friendships or breakup, like any kind of romantic mm-hmm. or friendship or family, whatever it is, relational shift. We journal on it. We talk to each other. We try to really externalize it more to help ourselves understand it. So give yourself the space to do that too, because it can be really, really, really insightful and also really healing.
Yeah. And again, it's okay if a friendship is no longer serving you. It's not a bad thing to turn away from a friendship if it's not for the betterment of yourself. Like, think about that. And think about, again, like I mentioned this earlier about the state versus the trait.
Oh, yeah. I love that. That's a good piece of this episode.
Yeah. Like, I really want to reiterate that, because like sometimes that helps in like kind of just evaluating a friendship. And again, what Divya said about quality friendships and like the quality of your mental health.
Absolutely. Also important. All right. Well, thank you all for listening. This was such a great episode. I'm so just like happy that we talked about this. And I'm happy that I forced myself to talk about it, even though at first my like knee jerk reaction was, I'm not talking about that.
I know. I am like proud of you, because like you did say you didn't want to talk about it. And I was like, that's fine. Like, we don't have to make it about like personal.
Well, you first said that's okay. And then you were really compassionately kind of challenged me on it. We're like, okay, well, like we don't have to dive into like things that are uncomfortable. Or like, I was just thinking like I had to, I don't know why I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be interrogated on the ins and outs of the friendships that didn't work out in my life. And even though I kind of touched on it a little bit, it felt really good, because I really believe that people are going to resonate with it. And that's a point of all of this.
I know. And like, you've learned from it, like more importantly, like that's why, like for me, I was like, oh, this is like so great to talk about. But again, it's like so hard being vulnerable and sharing anything.
Yeah, because you're worried people will judge you, but it's so good to do, because I had some people like in my DMs after I posted that post on friendship breakups, and people being like, oh my gosh, like you really hit the nail on the head, or I've never felt so seen. And I'm thinking in my head, yeah, it's happened to me not like millions of times, but it's happened to me, so like I know how to speak onto it. And I think all of us, if we just like externalize our feelings about these things, we all could relate so much, because I just said my experience with so many people resonated with it. So I really believe that people will resonate with this podcast episode.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us, guys, and letting us be a little goofy.
Yeah. Can you all try crumble cookies and let me know if Ravisha's verdict is good?
Oh, yeah. 100%. I'm sure people will agree with me. Let us know, like, DM us. Or maybe tell me your favorite type of crumble cookie. Like, maybe I'm eating the wrong one. But
what have you been eating?
Dude, I can't even remember. There's, like, so many different ones.
Hey, you said it had too many things. I'm just like, what was it?
They're, like, I don't know. It's, like, if you look it up, maybe there is just a chocolate chip cookie, but there's like a chocolate chip cookie with like a bunch of stuff on top, or like, you know, other things going on with it.
Can you ask them to take it off? My first thing is advocate for your needs, girl. Tell them to take it off.
Okay, on that note, we must end this episode.
Okay, let us know about the crumble cookies. See you all next week.
Bye. Thank you for tuning into another episode of Conversations Brewing. We hope you take some moments to reflect on our episode with some coffee in hand. New episodes of Conversations Brewing come out on Tuesdays.
We'd love to hear from you about what resonated with you and what you want to hear more about. So let us know on Instagram at our account @conversationsbrewing. If this episode was helpful, please leave us a 5-star review wherever you listen to your podcast and continue to tune in weekly.
We so appreciate your support, and we'll brew some conversations with you next week.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at BIOPTIMIZERS.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.